I'm Bob Perot, and it's time to take a look at another jury inquest recommendation from the Culloden, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. With us, as always, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, Aaron Lee, to provide commentary. Aaron, thank you so much for being here.
As always, it's my pleasure.
Well, we are approaching the end of this section. We've been talking about it for a while now. This is the education and training section, and we have two more to go. This is number 30, the second to last. Provide specialized and enhanced training of police officers with a goal of developing an IPV specialist in each police department. What a great idea.
It is a lofty recommendation for sure, but it's a great idea. And I think that, you know, if I think about speaking to Lanark County specifically, we have a victim advocate who works alongside the OPP. We just marked 3 years of that new program. We are the first in Ontario. And that means that we have an advocate who is working alongside victims and alongside the OPP to increase victim experience and victim knowledge and the specialized response to victims of intimate partner violence. I think that that program has been, well, I know that that program is doing well and has been recognized by the OPP as we received the accolade award in our community not too long ago. I know that the OPP has specialized what they call victim liaisons, and I think that those are expanding, and I think that the OPP is taking a really in-depth active look at what kind of training do we offer related to IPV and how do we empower our system to be more victim-centered and to have specialized officers or civilians in police detachments. So I think it's already happening to an extent where there's been some initiative taken. And I think that this jury recommendation really solidifies that the jury would like to see that across Ontario in every detachment. And I think it's a lofty recommendation, but very, very worthy. When we look at the number of incidents of violence, and we know that police services, the number one response call for most police services is related to domestic violence, sexual assault.
Perhaps even someone in this position in a police detachment would be able to provide some form of training or at least knowledge sharing with other officers for some of it. I know that certainly some of the training materials that we've talked about in the past would have to be delivered by professionals such as yourself who have that deeper understanding. But when there are certain things that can be conveyed to the rest of the force, this person might be a great way to do that.
I agree 100%, and I think it also speaks to the value of survivor voices. When you have a victim specialist or a victim advocate working in a police service, that person can also look at how, not only A, how do we inform training, B, what training are we missing and we need to fortify, but C, can also look at victim capacity as victims become survivors and become survivor advocates, how victims and the voice of those survivors can be informing the work and the training of officers. And I know that in our own community, we're seeing more from the victim forum, the survivor forums, we're seeing more survivors being engaged in formalized training with our members. And I think that that's really a really great testament to community and policing actually working together and recognizing the intersections.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there anything that you wanted to add to this? It's a very straightforward recommendation. We've had some that have certainly, been a little bit more deep as far as the depth goes, but this one pretty straightforward. You call it a lofty goal. I think I understand where you're coming from now, having heard you speak about it.
I think it's lofty in terms of the number of detachments that we have in Ontario. I think it's lofty in terms of the consistency and application of the position. And I think that there would need to be some basic standards and best practices that would be involved in any position that was an IPV specialist in our province, and where the variables would happen would be per community in terms of rural versus urban and looking at population density and geography. So I think it's lofty, and I think that there'll have to be a lot of resources invested in creating that process and seeing it all the way to fruition. But I think it's doable.
And we'll leave it at that then. We do have one more recommendation that we'll get to next week in this particular section under the education and training. Aaron Lee, thank you so much for doing this. We look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you very much.
I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. We will be back again next week on Lake 88 and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.